Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, August 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
More than 24 positions for county election have zero candidates filed. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party announces endorsements for 2026 election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The deadline to file for school board and CSD positions across San Luis Obispo County passed earlier this month. The Clerk Recorder's Office has a list available online for all currently certified candidates. In the Paso Robles School District, District 1 candidates are Jim Cogan, the incumbent, and Thomas Abkarian. District 2 candidates are Brian Maxt and Randall Patrick. For District 4, Jennifer Lenham and John Rowans. In the Templeton Unified School District, candidates are Forrest Pearson, Janelle Armit, and Jennifer Griniger. Candidates for Area 2 in the Shandon Unified School District are Megan Arosa, Jesse Quellar, and Maria Elena Garcia and Jennifer Moe. But currently, there are 24 positions in the county that have zero candidates filed. Because of this, there and no timely petitions have been submitted, these offices will not appear in the November election. The affected districts will need to appoint qualified individuals, and this includes the San Simeon CSD Director, Area 3 of the San Miguel Joint Unified School District, and more. Additionally, there are several positions throughout the county that do not have a number of candidates that exceed the number of candidates need to be filled. Qualified candidates who have applied will instead be appointed in lieu of an election. This includes the Atascadero Unified School District, two areas for the Cayucas Elementary School District, San Miguel, Joint Unified School District, and more. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party announces endorsements for 2026 election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape Hurrell News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Republican Party of San Luis Obispo has announced a list of endorsements for candidates in the 2026 election. For the North County, their endorsements are Faith Frankel for Paso Robles Mayor, Tom Upkarian for Paso Robles Board of School Board of Trustees, Area 1, Chris Bausch for Paso Robles City Council, District 2, John Rowans for Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, Trustee, Area 4, and Mike Avila for Atascadero City Council. Additional candidate endorsements may be announced as the 2026 election cycle progresses. Join the city of Atascadero for its cruising weekend tonight and tomorrow. Tonight kicks off with the 33rd annual Hot El Camino Cruise Night at 6:30 p.m. with the 35th annual Mid-State Cruisers Car Show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park tomorrow. And then finally, the 10th annual Dancing in the Streets in the downtown area from 5 to 10 p.m. tomorrow. The Hot El Camino Cruise Night is one of the largest events in San Luis Obispo County, with a variety of cruisers and antique cars beautifully restored from across California. Then you can check out these vehicles at the Atascadero Lake Park on Saturday. Dancing in the Streets will feature popular local bands performing around the sunken gardens, as well as community entertainment between band sets. There will also be a variety of food trucks available, as well as wine, beer, cider, margaritas, and distilled spirits. Don't miss the City of Atascadero's Cruisin' Weekend tonight and tomorrow. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place about 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Road, as trucks and heavy equipment will be hauled to assist in ongoing storm repairs from the 2023 to 2024 storms. Delays of up to 30 minutes are expected during construction. Activity is scheduled from weekends 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., August 24th through September 26th. A reminder that this afternoon will be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Pat Butler Elementary School to celebrate the opening of its new ADA-accessible playground, expanded learning classrooms, and garden. The new playground features accessible equipment and soft, resilient turf. The new expanded learning classrooms will help increase the current cap of 50 students in the district's ELOP program to 110. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Astros 18-3, the Royals over the Athletics 6-2, Guardians beat the Giants 5-2, the Yankees over the Orioles 6-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Pirates, the Padres will go against the Twins, the Angels will face the Rangers, the Athletics will go against the Astros, the Giants will face the Red Sox, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, California State Senator Aisha Wahab is likely to be the projected winner of the District 14 special election and will serve out the rest of former Representative Eric Swalwell's term. Wahab will once again face Hernandez in the November election to decide who will serve the next two-full-year term. The allegations of sexual assault against former Representative Eric Swalwell continue, with federal agents seizing his electronic devices at the San Francisco airport on Saturday and executing a search warrant at his home a day later. A 22-year-old California man who works at a casino is in custody for allegedly stabbing five people inside the resort. Joseph Noggle, an employee at Thunder Valley Casino Resort, is accused of stabbing five co-workers, one who suffered life-threatening injuries. Authorities have not yet disclosed a possible motive. Local news is sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the U.S. pork industry is looking for a more coordinated approach to tackling major swine health challenges facing producers across the country. In fact, the National Pork Board recently hosted a research summit bringing together researchers, funding organizations, and industry leaders to help identify gaps and prioritize future investments under the National Swine Health Strategy. Dr. Marissa Rotolo, National Pork Board Director of Swine Health says that the goal was to make sure that research remains focused on priorities identified by producers. Now, participants identified opportunities involving porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, including better vaccines, diagnostics, and tools to help eliminate the diseases. The group also highlighted practical ways to reduce disease spread through improved biosecurity, transportation sanitation, and adoption of proven on-farm practices. For foreign and emerging diseases, participants emphasize stronger surveillance, traceability, and preparedness. Now, the National Pork Board says coordinating research around these priorities could help turn investments into practical solutions, thereby improving herd health and reducing risks. Northern Livestock Video Auction just concluded its early fall preview sale, which featured over 50,000 head. Buyer demand was exceptional and the market was outstanding. Their final big sale of their summer video sale series is their fall preview on Monday, September 14th, featuring calves, yearlings, and even a special breadstock section. The consignment deadline is Monday, August 31st. Contact your local rep or call 1-866-616-5035 or visit northernlivestockvideo.com. Ready to bring some new ideas back to your ranch? Then make plans to join other producers from across the country at the 2026 Grazing Expo, September 10th through the 13th at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center in Billings, Montana. Hear from leading ranchers and experts on cattle markets, grazing management, soil health, ranch business, and more, plus a trade show, career fair, live music, and plenty of opportunities to connect. Learn more and get registered at montanaglc.org/expo. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. To PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Linda Hopkins, a farmer, Sonoma County supervisor, and member of the California Air Resources Board, criticized anticipated cuts to state-funded programs that incentivize farmers to implement climate-smart farming practices. Quote, "It's a shame to lose that funding. In my opinion, it's a huge missed opportunity. We have the opportunity to partner with farmers on things that make financial sense, make environmental sense, and benefit local economies. And with a loss of funding, it's really going to hit farmers," Hopkins told AgAlert in an interview. "You're moving funding from some really cost-effective and critical programs. The potentially affected farm programs are funded through California's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, which is set to receive less money because of changes to the state's Cap and Invest program." Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday, partly cloudy Thursday and Friday. upper 90s Sunday, mid 90s on Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday, 100 on Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, 95 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Cape, your all news time is 6:20.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
BJ's wholesale shares are up nearly 2% after the warehouse club's upbeat quarter. Shoppers are heading to BJ's wholesale to buy gas, also for household essentials. Sales, including gas, rose nearly 12% in the recent quarter. Interest rates on U.S. Treasuries remain elevated despite the efforts of Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, though he says he has a big toolkit to contain borrowing costs. Bitcoin continues to see a bump from President Trump urging Congress to pass crypto-friendly legislation, its best week since 2024. Bitcoin topped $76,000 this morning. An aircraft maker Airbus is backing off its demand that office staff remote workers return to the office 4 days a week after protests. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jimmy Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hi, this is Dylan with Lint Patrol. We specialize in professional dryer vent cleaning and appliance preventative maintenance. If your clothes are taking longer to dry, your dryer could be warning you about a hidden fire hazard. Lint Patrol is here to help keep your home safe, improve appliance performance, and even lower your energy bills. Regular maintenance can help your appliances last longer and keep your home running efficiently. Don't overwork your dryer or let hidden lint start a fire. Call Lint Patrol today for a free estimate at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. To join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Kenny and Darcia on Open Mic Friday. Enjoy that. Also, a little update on our homegrown talent here playing in the big leagues, and it was Dylan Beavers from Paso Robles. He went to Mission Prep and also University of California. Another game with a home run, back-to-back home run games, but the Orioles did lose to the New York Yankees, and that final was 5-1, but it was a shot. Down right field, the exit velocity was almost 103 miles an hour. Beautiful swing for Dylan. All right, there you go, a little update. By the way, it was off Garrett Cole, too. What else do we have? I've got nothing. I thought I had something else written down here. All right. So, Chris.
Yes.
I'm sitting in my garage on Monday afternoon. No, it was, I'm sorry. What did I do? Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday. I had just gotten back from a little bike ride up and down the road where we live. It's on a hill, so it's an incline. Anyway, so I'm sitting there in the garage, and all of a sudden I hear, sounded like a gunshot. And I thought, well, maybe it's Linda shooting some squirrels out front. Because we got the gun and, you know, stuff. And then I realized, well, no, Linda's not home. So I walked around the property. And then it wasn't until a little while later, it was my bicycle tire exploded.
Oh!
I mean, it's not just flat. It exploded. I mean, it was just, I don't know. What the heck happened or anything? Because, you know, it was fine when I came into the garage with it and stuff like that, and it wasn't immediate. It was probably 45 minutes later that it just going. I mean, again, it sounded like a gunshot.
A real loud boom. So, like, was the tire just all over the place or what?
No, it was still on the rim, but it looked ridiculous. It wasn't just a, you know, a little hole. It was like this big thing in it. So, anyway, it was a little, I walked around the house quietly to see if anybody may be there, and with a bow and arrow. Fun, because I kind of laughed at myself. I did laugh at myself. I thought, you idiot. Anyway, I survived. All right, let's see here. Couple of things. We'll first get into this, because we brought up the tire regulations coming to all of us here in the fine state of California. And maybe some of you missed it. But let me just kind of give the quick background, then I'll get into what somebody sent. And this has to do with the California Energy Commission. They'll phase out tires that fail to meet standards. These are energy efficient standards on tires. Again, these are appointed people on a board. And this is going to raise the cost of tires. It has to do with a target rolling resistance, the amount of energy it takes for a tire to roll down a road. Low rolling resistance allows vehicles to consume less gasoline or electricity. The new rules aim to ensure that replacement tires maintain energy efficiency levels similar to those of original factory tires. So many people, they have vehicles, you see them, they change, they get different tires on their vehicle, even though it's not recommended by the manufacturer, but it's that's the choice of the person who's paying a lot of money for a vehicle of what they want. You're going to be limited. You're going to be limited. Now, representatives from many of the major tire companies have said that around 70% of tires currently sold in the state would be eliminated by 2033. This new law is to go into effect by 2029. Okay. Now, there are some categories that are excluded from these new, it says rules, mandates, whatever you want, including snow tires, used and retread tires, deep tread off-road tires, motorcycle tires, and tires sold for emergency vehicles. Again, this is the state tire efficiency standards. So, okay, so they're going to implement a law. Well, how are they going to regulate it? Well, we can have the water rats, just like we did here in Paso Robles, the government asking us to turn in our neighbors while multiple hotels and all this stuff were being built, and I'm assuming that hotels consume water. Anyway, so I got this text, and it came in later yesterday. Now, I haven't been able to find anything out regarding this. However, it does make sense, because they have to figure out a way to regulate. So, this is the text. The California biannual smog inspections are being done away with. In its place, an annual vehicle safety inspection will take its place. From what I have seen, it will cost several hundred dollars for each inspection. This is where any parts of tires that are not on the government approval list will be caught. Now, doesn't that make sense? Because if they're going to have the regulations, so they're going to have to do this. Again, I haven't seen anything. Don't go saying, hey, they're going to be changed. This is just what this person emailed. And I looked quite a bit this morning to see if I can find anything regarding that. However, what about in the background that we've talked about before as well regarding the mileage tax? Well, then we can go in for all these inspections that you have to pay for to the government to check out your mileage. So they're going to combine this and a lot of more money out of your pocket. And dictating to you what type of tires you can put on your vehicle. And as was mentioned the other day, well, people may put off buying new tires, and there could be a safety issue, no doubt about that. And then they're going to track how many miles you drive. Now, people being people, that may limit how much they want to drive. And people in California like to drive and go places and see things and spend some money and et cetera, et cetera. I wonder if they have done a cost analysis on any of this. My guess is no. Remember, the government, when they give you a figure saying, well, it's only going to raise the price so much, they're, 99% of the time wrong and by usually a significant margin. So, anyway, again, thank you for that text. Just something to consider about this morning. Let's see here. Good morning, Kevin. I had the same type of experience with a loud gunshot and couldn't figure out what it was. I was working on a block wall using my hand truck. The next day, I went out and the hand truck tire had exploded. It was really loud when I heard it as well. So the mystery solved. Yep. It's a pretty scary thing. I thought somebody maybe saw my truck in the driveway and said, okay, I'm going to take care of this guy. I'm sure we've had. Chris, have you ever had an experience where something just a weird sound came from within the home or on your property. You go, "Whoa, I don't know what that is."
It might have been something falling down. I don't think I've heard something that was like a gunshot or something or anything like that.
Okay. Well, yeah, the falling down. Let's see. Oh, I've got a Linda got me this years ago. It's a nice big picture from The Godfather of Marlon Brando holding the cat at the desk. And we have it on the door going out to the patio from the garage. It's a pretty cool picture, I gotta admit. Well, and we usually have a little doorstop there because the wind will pick up in the afternoon and the door will slam. Well, I forgot to do it, I don't know how many months ago now, and it sounded like a bomb because that picture, the big picture fell off the door. And it's funny because I didn't hear the door slam. I just heard the sound of this picture just crashing to the ground in the garage. And, you know, I'm inside and I go, "What the heck was that?" Again, you know, you think if you got a propane tank outside or your water tank or, you know, some other things that you have out in the shed, you go, "Uh-oh, man, that doesn't sound good." And at least that one I was able to figure out like Inspector Clouseau right away. And the picture survived, so that's good. All right, other news, what's going on here? You know, Chris gave you the story about how many people, was it, Chris, 24 people or 24 seats?
24 positions.
Okay. Now,
no candidates.
No candidates, and they will be appointed.
Yes.
By the board that gets elected, which that's going to be, well, like any board would do, they're going to want their own in there, no doubt about it. This is not a problem just for San Luis Obispo County. It is a problem around the United States. And it's becoming a bigger problem in the United States. Now, when you think about it, you know, I forget the saying is what, all elections are local or something along those lines, I think. Now, Here's a number just to consider. People say, local elections, I got no. Around 95% of all elected officials in America are at the local level. Think about that. About 95% of all elected officials in America are at the local level. Now, these folks at the local level are closest to the people they govern. Now, that means they just don't govern best. We could debate that. But they also govern the most. And what has happened is less and less people around the country are not willing to step up and run for office. Well, what are the reasons? Well, there's a lot of reasons. It's not as easy as people think, number one. I mean, we can get on the case of any of our elected officials. We don't like them. They're this, they're that, and so forth. It does take quite a bit of work. And in many instances, it's a thankless job. And there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it. And, you know, some people may do it for the recognition and look at me, that's all well and good. And, you don't want those type of people in those offices. But if they're running, most people won't know about it. But one of the reasons, other than it's a thankless job, and this has increased over the years, is because of what's happening in our country. Now, and this has to do with several things. One of them is social media. Because some of the decisions that come up in local, again, whether it's school boards or whatever, if there's any controversy or even disagreement, it ends up on social media. And that means it's not just staying in Templeton or Paso Robles or Atascadero or Shandon or wherever. It's around the country. And again, if they're attached to social media, and I'm guessing that most people that are in office probably are in some kind of social media. Not all, but most. And so the threats and the hits that come back through social media has taken its toll on people, and they're not willing to run. That's just for one of the reasons. Because, you know, for years, people on school boards in particular, most of the people didn't know them. We knew about them in election and so forth, or unless they were, you know, fairly, I'm not famous, but you know what I mean, well-known person in the community. So they're being thrust into the public eye for their decisions more and more as the cultural wars get more intensified. So what this leads to is personal safety and privacy concerns among local candidates. And this is because of the polarization in the United States, not just here in this county. And it's turned political opponents into enemies. Now, they run the risk of becoming the target of national hatred, intimidation, and threats due to what their personal opinions or their votes are. And so this is turning many people off from running for office. And there's a high percentage involved in this regarding the locals that members of their family are concerned, not only the candidate itself. I guess you can combine this because, again, I'm assuming that if somebody's going to run for a local office, they're going to talk with their family members. Hey, hon, I'm going to run. Hey, kids, your dad's running, your mom's running, et cetera, et cetera. Families are becoming a lot more concerned about the spotlight being put on them and families being attacked, whether it's through social media or obviously other means. So this has had a huge effect on local candidates, the lack of them. Now, just from a local standpoint, there is intimidation. I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. And the pressure is put on some of these people who are elected while they talk tough and stuff while running for office. When they get in and the not necessarily direct threats from the outside, but from within the inside, particularly if they have a spouse or kids that are affiliated some way, in this case, schools, the intimidation. If you go back a couple of years in one of the school districts here in the North County on a member was over a particular issue that he eventually stepped down or didn't run, I forget. But one of the, again, not proven, but let's just say good sources, that there was a threat to have some insurance things taken away from him and that would affect his family. And that changed the way the person decided to go about. In other words, he was tamed like a little puppy because of the intimidation, not from the outside, but from within. Boy, this is terrible. I don't know why. That's terrible. But it happens. So you need a strong back. And again, you know, people just say, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth it to do this. So those are just a couple of the reasons, and there's others, which we may get to this morning. Let's see here. Every time you say it's just a pizza, I think before long, it will be so many pizzas that all pizza owners will be out of business. Well, you know, the pizza saying it's just a pizza, that came years ago from then manager of the city, Jim App. And God, there's been so many issues over the years. I can't recall exactly what the first reference how it came about. But it was, well, it's just a pizza month. It's no big deal. yeah, it's just a pizza. Well, kind of related to this, if I'm a pizza owner, I don't want to hear it. I bought a business license in this city, and you're saying, well, it's just the pizza. Well, if you have 29,000 people that aren't buying a pizza a month like they used to, That's a lot of money. So it's not just the pizza. It's a lot more because every other, it seems like every other week, it's just another pizza here. Well, it's only $2. Kevin, it's only $4. Kevin, it's only $6. That's not a big deal. You know, it's only $29 for every $100,000 you're home. It's all that. It's not that. And again, these people apparently have the proverbial money tree in their backyard. Because you never get back that pizza a month. Because that money stays on record. They keep taking it from you, even after so-called mission accomplished. Nope. You know, as I mentioned yesterday, the county or somebody put out this great report on all the money the ag industry brings into this county. That's great. That's fantastic. Where's the money gone? Nope, we need to take a couple more pizzas from the people on a monthly basis. So, anyway, just a couple of things. There you go, and we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The deadline to file for positions across San Luis Obispo County passed earlier this month, and a list is available online for all currently certified and qualified candidates for the upcoming 2026 November general election. However, 24 positions have zero candidates, and there are several others that do not have a sufficient number of candidates for an election to be held. Candidates will instead be appointed for these seats. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place about 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Drive. Activity is scheduled weekdays 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. from August 24th through September 26th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump spilling the tea on Iran on the radio show of his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, on 77 WABC in New York, explaining the reason the U.S. got involved in a military conflict.
They were exactly 2 weeks away from having a nuclear weapon. And that's why I had to do it, because you cannot let them have that kind of a weapon.
He says, has the United States not stepped in, Iran would have attacked Israel. Police have identified the man behind the Chucky Halloween mask accused of terrorizing people in Philadelphia. Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner.
Who's scared now? Who's running now? We have reason to know that Zymir Hughes is trying to avoid a warrant for his arrest on misdemeanor and felony charges.
America's listening to Fox News.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with summer cash and gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer cash and gas only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered, or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices, and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to redscooterdeli.com. Two locations in Paso Robles.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Clouds and lots of sunshine, mid-90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the, right around 60. Then we'll be in the upper 90s on your Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to be pretty much around the mid to 90s for the next couple of days. And my access is being denied. You do not have permission to access. Well, I've been accessing this thing for 20 years. Can't imagine what the access is being denied after all these years. Access denied. All right, well, anyway, Chris, what's the current temp?
The current temperature is 56 degrees.
All right, there you go, folks, 56 degrees. I don't know what the up and down because I'm not allowed in as of now. It was on there for a second, and oh, well, we'll figure it out after I try to kick this thing and so forth and so on. Anyway, weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Moving right along here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Simply go to TascaderoGunShop.com. Alrighty, as we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, home sweet home and all the rest of it and so forth and so on, that's what we want to do. Alright, as I look to my left, I see nothing on the blackboard here, which is kind of a hint for the music trivia. Maybe a way out hint, but it is nonetheless a hint. Alright. Lose one, find one, winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at this station, Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Remember, they are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, and they have the apparel for you as well to look good and be safe. All right, Chris, we're not having a question today because... But it is Friday, but I do have a question for you regarding something else.
All right, what do we got?
I detoured yesterday coming back to the station, and I hate driving down Vine Street all the way.
Right.
Because it is so bumpy. It's terrible. So I took the, I went by the municipal pool, and then I went by your house.
Okay.
You say you have a cat.
I do.
Mostly outside?
Yes.
Is it a huge black and white cat?
No. That's the tuxedo cat that seems to be encroaching on my cat's territory.
Because that is a big cat.
As a big boy, yeah.
Is he a tough guy?
No, Mr. Tuxedo's actually very soft. My cat hisses and chases after him on sight, assuming it's a him anyway. But the tuxedo cat never fights back. He just walks away.
Oh, okay. Well, he looks well fed.
He is indeed, and I don't feed him at all, yet he stops by my house all the time.
And I'm not saying that he's fat. He just is a pretty husky-looking cat that,
No, he looks healthy, you know, despite being outside all the time.
Yeah, all right. Well, he wasn't too worried about the car going by, because usually, you know, cats, they freak out and stuff. He was pretty confident in his strut. All right, let's see here. Okay, time now for music trivia here on The Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, Friday, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you think you know the name of the song or the artiste, call in. And we'll see. And most of the times I'll judge to see how close you are. And here we go. Do not answer a question with a question, and make sure your answer does not, the inflection doesn't sound like a question. That's pretty simple. All right. Let's see here. Remember, I'll see if I need to give this hint after, maybe a minute or two here if nobody comes in, but I think this may be. So last week I played Be True to Your School because it was the start of school, not for all the school districts. But now all the school districts are back. So this song is related to school. Good luck. Here we go. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. This song, going way back. It almost made it to number one, but it stood at number two in the United States. And the song that kept it off number one is, all right, here we go to the phone line. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Charlie Brown.
Fee-fee-fi-fo. Yeah, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. Well done, sir. The Coasters, may I have your name, please?
Bob Johnson.
Hey, Bob, did you ever call anybody Daddy-O?
I tried it my dad one time. I called him one time, and he hit me. He didn't like that. He said, "Don't you ever call me that again."
Well, good.
So I never did use it. Well, I couldn't believe it.
I'd like to shake your dad's hand. good for him. He straightened you out pretty quick, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Right. Never call him Daddy-O again.
All right. Thanks. Take care. I got you down as a qualifier. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, so this it was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who wrote just tons of stuff. They were back in the Brill Building and so forth and so on. And this was a big hit for the Coasters way back in 1959. And this came after Yakety Yak. And this it kind of has a reference to the movie Blackboard Jungle, if you remember. But here it is. The Coasters.
Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get gone. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always goofing in the hall? Who's always throwing spitballs? Guess who?
Who, me?
Classroom cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher Daddy-O? Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me? Everybody always picking on me.
Number two back in 1959, and the song Venus from Frankie Avalon kept it from going to number one. But the reference to Daddy-O had to do with the Glenn Ford character, or so they say, Richard Daddier. And it was shortened to, in the Blackboard Jungle, Daddy-O. And they didn't shorten it because they were being punks and so forth. And I can't remember if it was Vic Morrow or somebody along those lines who kept using that term in the movie. I don't remember that. But also, it was the start of Vic Morrow's career, as well as a guy by the name of Jamie Farr, if you remember the movie. And by the way, Lieber and Stoller said this had nothing to do with the cartoon character of Charlie Brown at all. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and much more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.